Learn Persian with Chai and Conversation, a separation with Yara Elmjui. Salam, hello, welcome back everyone. We are here with Yara Elmjui. Salam, Yara.
Hello, nice to see you again for our second lesson.
Yeah, so we're now going through our second clip of the movie A Separation. We are going through the entire clip and learning the words and phrases from the clip. So if you haven't heard our previous lessons, go listen to those. These are kind of cumulative because the same words and the same concepts keep coming up over and over again. So if you haven't watched clip one, this is now clip two. So we're going to watch the entire clip together, and then we're going to come back and talk about it. So let's dive right into it.
خانمی شیرو اکسیژنش نبسته بود اینا سفت.
صبح بستم. حتما خودشون واکردن.
یه کم سفت‌تر ببندین از فردا لطفاً که نتونه باز کنه.
ببخشید من دیگه فردا رو فکر نکنم بتونم بیام.
گفتین که مگه نگفتین
من گفتم هر روز میام ولی درام خیلی دوره نمیتونم.
خانم من دیروز رو حساب حرف شما یکی دیگه رد کردم رفت. من چهار بعد از ظهر من فردا چجوری یکی دیگه
به خدا سنگینه برام. به خدا سنگینه. نمیتونم واقعا نمیکشم. سنگین کارتون زیاد خیلی.
لطفا تشریف بیارین حالا اینجا.
سمیه مقنعت کو
بیا اینجاست.
حالا شاید روز اولت خسته شدی.
نه
شما که اینجا بودین دیگه چند دقیقه رو دیدین که. سمیه بیا کیفتو بردار. ببخشید اگه میشون شماره رم.
So a lot to discuss in this one, yeah.
Yes, and Yara has a part that he's very excited about that actually when we first started talking about this project, that was kind of our pinnacle of, I'm excited to get there too. But let's start from the very beginning. So like we did last time, we're going to go through just little pieces at a time. So let's go to the beginning again and just listen to that first part.
Great. So yeah, exactly. I think the beginning, خانوم این شیر اکسیژنشو نبسته بود اینا سفت. So I think basically we can just translate that going forward here. Ma'am, the sheer faucet, the sort of stream of oxygen, you didn't close it tight enough is the meaning of that. But what I want to kind of fixate on here is how he says, sheer oxygenisho nabaste budina. So, he adds an and that's kind of for added sort of emphasis, kind of like a little bit of sass, a little bit of like, hey, you didn't close the oxygen,
budina. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you can add that to anything, honestly, like if you really want to kind of add a little bit of a sassy kind of when you're expecting someone to have done something, they let you down. You know, or you just, you know, that you can add an "ah" at the end of your verb.
Right. There's not a good way to translate it, but let's think of some examples like "zud raftia."
Oh, like, exactly.
You left early, eh? It's kind of like "eh."
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. "Zud raftia." "Gazoto nachordia." You know, you didn't eat your food. Like added kind of like a, you really want to shame someone.
Right.
You know, for doing something. Yeah. So that's like a fun thing. And then, of course, subsequent line is, and then she responds with, so basta, hatman khodeshun ba kardan. And she says, instead of baz kardan, she says ba kardan. Another common colloquialism that you'll hear when people are speaking quickly. Daro baz kun. Yeah.
Yekam seftar bebandin az farda lutfan, ke betune baz kune.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, no, okay, she's, you can't say that, but you can't do it.
Yes.
So, yeah, basically, yeah, close it a little bit tighter, you know, tomorrow, please. Lotfan, so he can't open it tomorrow.
Can't do it. So, this is one of those, like, jokes in Farsi, like, betune and natune is just a difference of a little dot. And
totally.
Natune is can't. Betune is can.
Mm-hmm.
That was my
and another funny thing is I've even heard, you know, like the word bebinit, There are so many dots. I remember someone telling me that that's one of the more one of the words in the Persian language that your brain can sometimes might trip up over that because it's like the dots are just at the bottom. Be, be, in, me, eat. It's yeah, anyways.
Wow. Anyhow, yeah.
Let's go on to
People with like dyslexia. I wonder in reading Farsi. Okay, next part. Okay, let's just go over that one sentence. There's a lot going on there.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, sorry. Man dige, now we're going to see this repeat itself. Dige, man dige fardaro fikr nakonam betunam biyam. I mean, take it away with dige here. How do we, you know, once again, it strikes back.
So, yeah, we learned this. Again, like we said, these lessons are cumulative. We learned this one last time. So dige is one of those filler words that has a lot of different meanings in different contexts. Here, man dige anymore. It's like anymore. Dige farda ra fikr nakonam betunam biyam. So anymore, any longer. I don't think I can come here tomorrow any longer. So dige takes that like any longer.
Just that added, you know, I use the word sass to describe this. I don't know. Is that an appropriate word? I don't know. It seems like man dige nemitunam, man dige nemitunam, man dige fardo. It's a little bit of like, you know, like, I can't.
Maybe, or, I mean, there's also the idea of, in Farsi, there's so much, like, the taruf, the dancing around things. Instead of getting to the point, man fardo nemiyam. Like, she could just say, I can't come tomorrow, I'm not coming tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But she's adding all these little fillers. Man dige fardo. I don't think anymore I can come tomorrow. So she's dancing around it rather than just like
dilly dallying.
She's talking about a hard subject and she's talking to a guy that is just so stubborn. So what are her options here? It's not sass. She's just kind of being like,
And he's intimidating.
Yeah, it's super intimidating.
So she's kind of, you're right. She's kind of trying to waver, you know, trying to be polite and like, I don't, yeah, perfect. That's really well said. I like that. Okay.
Right.
گفتین که مگه نگفتین
من گفتم عروض میام ولی درام خیلی دوره نمیتونم
خانم من دیروز رو حساب حرف شما یکی دیگر رد کردم رفت
اوکی سو گفتین که مگه نگفتین میام هر روز مگر سو مگر here becomes مگه didn't you say you were gonna come every day
مگه نگفتین didn't you say مگه is another word that's hard to just hard to translate that we just have to hear مگه isn't it true that, wasn't it the case that, mage, it means, wasn't it the case that, mage nagoftin, wasn't it the case that you said, miyam harruz, I'll come every day.
And then she responds with, man goftam harruz, I said every day, harruz miyam, I'll come every day. I said I'll come every day. Vali roham kheli dure, dige nemitunam biyam. So she's like, I said I'd come every day, but my path or my commute essentially is far. And I just, dige, again, once again, like Layla, like you were saying, like you're saying dige to kind of dilly dally and politely say something uncomfortable. Dige nemitunam. I just can't. Here it's kind of like just. Dige becomes kind of like, I can't come.
Right. And talking about the like socioeconomic things of this movie and the context. Mm-hmm. She is coming from the south of Iran. These are people that live either in central Tehran or at the north. The commutes are very long. She's coming from the
southern
poor
part
area
of the city.
Town.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's going to take her a long time to get there.
And so then I think he responds. He speaks very quickly. خانم من دیروز رو حساب بسه. خانم من دیروز رو حساب حرف شما یکی رو رد کردم رفت. So ma'am, I yesterday. On the account of what you said, on the basis of what you said, رو حساب حرف شما, یکی رو رد کردم رفت. So I passed on someone and they left. Like in other words, So this is like a double verb situation. But
and حساب حرف, you said on the account, it is, حساب means like accounting. Like it could mean like economic accounting. So literally he's saying on the account of your word, I رد کردم, I passed on someone else. And that's all we listen to, so let's listen to the next part.
من چهار بعد از ظهر من فردا چه جوری یکی دیگه
به خدا سنگینه برام به خدا سنگینه
Okay, that's really good too.
Man, you know, then he's kind of like pausing. چهار بعد از ظهر, it's 4 p.m. in the afternoon. Man, فردا یکی دیگر رو ببخشید. من فردا چجوری یکی دیگر رو پیدا کنم؟ So how am I going to find someone, یکی دیگه, another person, you know, by tomorrow? And then she responds with,
به خدا سنگینه برام. By God. And you know, in Farsi, this is very important to know. We have a lot of these religious phrases. Just like in English, we say like, my God, what have I done? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. It's just God comes up a lot. It's sprinkled in throughout the language. So bechoda, by God. So it's not necessarily mm-hmm. a religious thing. It's just a phrase that people use. Bechoda sangine baram. Sangine means it's heavy for me. Mm-hmm. Sangine baram. It's too much. Sangine baram. Mm-hmm.
And another thing.
Bechoda sangine.
Another thing to note also, just per what you said, it, like she, you know, I assume folks know this, but barayam becomes, you know, barayaman, the contracted form just becomes baram, you know, barat, you know, if it would be for you, you know, barash, you know, for him, for her, for them. So yeah, that's kind of, you know, the sangina baram is that. And then.
Nemitunam vogan nemikesham. Vogan is a really good really good phrase to know when you're speaking, and you could drag it out like I just said vogan, like really, but then she kind of says it quickly, vogan, really.
Yeah.
It's too much. Nimi kisham. I can't. I just can't.
Yeah, nimi kisham. I can't. Yeah, nimi kisham. Yeah, nimi kisham is something that's difficult, right? Yeah. It's I can't, but it's like You wouldn't say it for like, I can't swim. You would say like, it for when something's...
I can't pull myself to do it. It's just like...
Tiring. It's stuck. Too much. And then sangine karatun... sangine karatun ziyade khayli. So this is just, I figured I'd highlight ziyade khayli to say, you know, so she's saying it again, sangine karatun, your work is heavy. It's tough. And then instead of saying zangine khayli ziyade, which is kind of normally how we might say, we put it's very, a lot. she says ziyade khayli. So this just kind of talks about the interchangeability of words in Persian when we're speaking. You know, in the previous one, we had zange in balai. You throw the in there. And even though, you know, it might be make more sense to just say, you know, zange balai. Here it's kind of like ziyade, and then he'll throw a khayli. She'll throw the khayli at the end. Ziyade khayli. Ziyade khayli. You know,
right, which so. We haven't heard yet. Let's listen to that.
Nemitunam, vogan nemikesham. Sangine kartun ziyade khayli.
Okay, so he says, kind of just an aside, he said, خب لطفاً کنید تشریف بیارید اینجا. حالا اینجا. Okay, so let's talk about that, the verb endings there and what he's saying.
Exactly.
There.
So خب لطف کنید تشریف بیارید حالا اینجا. So this part I thought was very interesting because it's a double verb situation. So it's لطف کنید تشریف بیارید. So it's two things, right? It's extra formal. These are two formal phrases that really what he wants to say is come here, بیا اینجا. Like that would be the simplest way to say that. But again, because we have this formality that he's trying in Persian culture for people who don't know each other, he says, لطف کنید, so do me a favor, right? Or, you know, something like that. And we'll see this in another form later. لطف کنید, and then once again, another form, تشریف, please, you know, grace your presence.
which we had in the last one, remember when she was telling the guy to come up the stairs? تشریف بیارید, come upstairs. This too, تشریف بیارید.
So لطف کنید. So here, even he could have said, تشریف بیارید حالا اینجا, come here now. He adds a لطف کنید to that. So please do me a dear favor and please grace your presence by coming here now. Like it's double formal. So really good phrases to learn. Actually, I will say in Tehran, you know, لطف کنید is a very common way to kind of very formally say and ask for things. So like even at a restaurant, for example, if you know, I were asking the waiter to bring me something, I'd say, لطف کنید یک کوکا برام بیارید. لطف کنید. Please do me a favor. It's nice. And I sound do me a favor in English doesn't really fully translate, but please do me a kind thing and please bring me a Coca-Cola. So,
right. Okay, and then we had this Sumaye مغنات کرد کو سمیه مغنات کرد and سمیه is her daughter so she's saying and مغنه is that formal hijab that people wear so again these are people from the south like that kind of shows that they're either she's in school and she has to wear مغنه or they're a little more religious
yeah let's listen to the next part
بیا اینجاست
حالا شاید روز اولت خسته شدی
نه
The next thing I figured that'd be interesting, she says, you know, she could have just said injust, it is here, but she says bia injust. And to my understanding here, it's the use of bia is not, she's not saying come here, it's here. She's saying like bia, like it's here. It's kind of like, right. That's how I understand bia. Bia baba injust, you know, bia does not mean like necessarily come here. It's just like, oh, bia injust, it means ah. One of right. those interjections.
Right.
Okay. And then we have the next part.
Oh, yeah. But, and then she said, حالا شاید روز اولته خسته شدی. So here's another thing when we talk about the formal and informal talking. So now it's two women talking with one another, and one is of a higher class than the other one. So in this case, she feels comfortable using informal speech with her.
Yes, great point. Really yeah. great point. You see this because we've been talking about the formality on the first lesson that we did. And now here right. it comes up again with these two women. All of a sudden, they slip into informal, or she does, right?
Right.
So what that means, whether it's a class distinction, whether it's just a degree of familiarity that these two women, right? They probably feel a greater degree of familiarity than this man and this conservative woman who perhaps, you know, in terms of their interactions. So these two women feel comfortable and right. So she says, "Khaste shodi," informal conjugation. And then, of course, it starts with hala, you know, hala again. Now, I feel like the sentence could have even started with dige. Dige shayad ruze avalete khaste shodi, right? Can you see how dige and hala, you can even put both of them. Dige hala shayad shon ruze avalete, right? Just for students to kind of get the notion of, you could throw these words at the beginning of your sentences.
Right. Yeah, why be succinct when you can use a lot more words than you need? That's the theme in Farsi.
Classic, yes.
Okay.
شما که اینجا بودین دیگه چند دقیقه دیدین که سمیه بیا کیفتو بردار.
Okay. So great. That was the that was back into the formal. So then I think it is a class issue too because the lady of the higher class felt comfortable speaking informal to the lady and then now she slip back, or the lower class lady used formal language. Shoma ke inja budin dige. Now you were here. Chand daire ro didin ke.
Yeah.
And you wanted to talk about that ke there.
Yes. So I wanted to say, right, so the beginning, very clear, budin dige, once again, throwing dige for an extra, you know, you were here, And then chan, so just dabire, I thought was interesting because just pronunciation-wise, sometimes you know, it's dabire, but if you're speaking colloquially, you'll say deire, deire,
right.
or daire. You know, sometimes the pe, right. the first pe is eaten. Deire, chan deire ro, chan deire ro, didin ke. And so ke, once again, we're seeing dige, we're seeing hala. Here, you could have also said chan deire ro didin dige, but here she says ke, again, for emphasis, for like, you saw the last few minutes, eh? That, I think, is the best way. Ke is
yeah, A. You saw it, eh?
Eh.
Yeah,
hey.
It's kind of like a Canadian A.
Yeah, eh. You saw the last few minutes, eh? Yeah, that's a great. You're good at right. these, like, finding these analogies.
I don't know.
But yeah, the ke is for emphasis. It's an A. It's a, you know. And then, somaye biokifito bardor. So, again, here. It's somaye bia bardor, come grab. Again, she could have just said somaye kifeto bardor. But again, she says somaye come here, grab your purse, and then the right. whole thing ends. Did we listen to the last line?
Not yet. Okay. Here is our exciting part.
Yes.
So let's listen to that one more time. So let's go over that full sentence. So ببخشید اگه میشه, excuse me if it's possible, اون شماره رم.
Yes. So
now let's spend the rest of the time talking about that one little thing, shomararam.
I love this.
Yes.
So Layla and I
define the whole project.
Yeah. Layla and I talked about this prior to this lesson. And I love this phrase because it's something that we do. But for me, when I was watching this clip and picking it out, I was like, oh my God, this is such an interesting thing for a Persian language learner, because it's a lot of complex things happening at once and we do it subconsciously. But what's happened here is she says, "Bevachshit, I give me shit." That's pretty self-explanatory. Sorry, if it's possible. Un shomararam, which basically is un shomare roham. So re roham all of a sudden becomes shomara. So shomare all of a sudden transforms into shomara. And then roham becomes ram. So it's a very interesting un shomararam. And she doesn't actually finish the sentence with a verb, because Persian, right, we end with verbs. She doesn't say un shomararam bede. She doesn't say give it to me. She just ends it with, oh, and that number. And it kind of ends there. But again, the key thing here is the contraction. Yeah, so and just trying to explain how we can do this, right? A couple phrases, right? I mean, if you can think of a phrase, un livanaram biar, right? Bring that cup. Mm-hmm. So we can do another example such as un livanaram biar. So bring that cup as well. So the un indicates, oh, this is a specific thing that we've seen or we've talked about or has been mentioned in another context. And then, so that's why un, we mentioned un, and then livane. So there's something that changes here. From e to a. So here the word, the action word here is shomare. So shomare ends with an e. But when we do this contraction, the e becomes an a. There's a switching that happens. So shomare becomes shomara. What ends up happening here is we convert. So if something ends with an e, if something ends with an e, so shomare, to create this contraction, we change the e to an a. That's the first step. So shomare becomes shomara. And then roham, which we also saw in the first clip that we did, the previous lesson, roham just becomes ram. So that's just an easy, it's always ram. It's never rem, it's never rom, it's just ram. So altogether, we change, we go shomare roham becomes shomara, and then ram, shomararam. Also right. The number, yeah. Mm-hmm. So well, that's kind of the trick.
One other thing that I think we have to point out, so can you explain the ra in general, like shomare ra? Why? When would you use shomare ra versus just shomare?
Okay. So basically, the ra is a direct object identifier, boring grammar word, but basically the thing that's receiving your action, right? Ab ra bukhor, right? So drink, the water is being drunk. So you would have to put a ra after it to indicate it's about to have an action performed. What's the action? What's the action? What's the action? It's drinking.
Right.
You know? So here, what she wants to really say is shomara roham bede. There is a verb, right? The shomare is going to be given. The number is going to be given. But she doesn't say bede. This is super colloquial. So she doesn't end the sentence. But because these two women have perhaps talked about a number being exchanged in the previous scene, which is not, we have not shown, it's clear they've talked about a number being given. So she just doesn't say the verb. But the correct, of course, the full correct sentence would be shomararam bede. So ra. So in terms of why you would use, is there a way to say this? Like, give me the number without ra. Un shomare. No. You would have to say you still need the ra because you're asking for something to be given to you. There is a verb attached to this action, even though it's an incomplete thought. It's communicating complete thought that involves a verb. Giving the number. She's saying, give me the number. Give me that number that we talked about. But she just says, oh, it's kind of like in English saying, oh, right, and that number. But right. In Persian, we have to have the ra because she's thinking about an action that's being done to that number.
Got it. Well, wonderful. Okay, for now, let's listen to the entire clip. And now, hopefully, with a better understanding of what's going on.
خانم شیر و اکسیژنشو نبسته بود اینا سفت.
صبح بستن. حتما خودشون با کردن.
یکم سفت‌تر ببندین از فردا لطفاً که نتونه باز.
ببخشید من دیگه فردا رو فکر نکنم بتونم بیام.
گفتین که مگه نگفتین
من گفتم هر روز میام ولی درام خیلی دوره نمیتونم.
خانم من دیروز رو حساب حرف شما یکی دیگه رد کردم رفت. من چهار بعد از ظهر من فردا چجوری یکی دیگه
به خدا سنگینه برام. به خدا سنگینه. نمیتونم واقعا نمیکشم. سنگینی کارتون زیاد خیلی.
آخه لطفا تشریف بیارین حالا اینجا.
سمیه مقنعت کو
بیا اینجاست.
حالا شاید روز اولته خسته شدی.
نه
شما که اینجا بودین دیگه، چند دقیقه رو دیدین که. سمیه بیا کیفتو بردار. ببخشید اگه میشون شماره رم.
As a kind of a recap, just the things that we went through, some things I want to point out here in terms of spoken. We went through ah, like budino, nahoriyo, you know, something ah, added emphasis to kind of almost sometimes shame or really draw attention to something. Another big thing is the double verb, sort of super polite, lotf konid, and then tashrif biyarid. So lotf konid, you can definitely add it to the beginning of things where you want to be super polite. Just make sure to add your verb after it. And then hala, ke, and dige. These are verbs and interjections that just come all throughout the sentences, a lot of the time at the top, but you can put them at the end. Dige can come at the end for, you know, emphasis. Yeah, and I think those are... So. And then lastly, of course, our big construction, shomararam. That's livonaram, dukhtararam, hesararam. So
we'll learn them even better. You can come back to this, listen to the full clip, and it'll all be clear for you. So Yara, thank you so much for this lesson, and until the next one.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's such a delight.
Much pleasure.
Bye.